Labas again and good afternoon. This is Kęstutis Deivydas. That's for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial and live streaming audio over the internet at ktym.com. We're still on the air. The station has not been sold and we should be broadcasting through the new year. Thanks again for tuning in to Independent Lithuanian Radio.
Stresi ar baimė ar rūkos, kiek mirtis pasislėpus veidų. Klausė savo maldami dulkės, aštuoni karžygiais temų. Klausė savo maldami dulkės, aštuoni karžygiais temų.
Well, thanks again for tuning into Independent Lithuanian Radio after 25 years. Many of you are loyal listeners, and as usual, we will bring you up to date on the weather in Lithuania, especially since it's getting pretty wintry. As a matter of fact, today's high was only 32. Tonight will be 30. There's very little fluctuation in the temperature. Tomorrow will be 33 with a low of 28. Monday will be the coldest at 28 and a low of 22. Tuesday back to 33. Wednesday 34. And Thursday back down to 28 degrees in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. You know, last week I reached out to you and played, like KCET, public television, public radio, trying to raise funds because I mentioned to you how not anticipating being on the air, we quit asking for money because we thought we were going to just about break even. We had a couple of people who were going to help us do that and pay off our debt and close down after almost 25 years of broadcasting. Well, now we will be going into our 25th year, and I want to take this opportunity to thank Robert Novak, who lives right near St. Kazimierz, for his donation. Robert has been a very consistent supporter of Independent Lithuanian Radio, and he always takes the time to give me a pat on the back when he sees me and let me know what a good job he thinks I'm doing. Now, you notice I said he thinks I'm doing. I don't know if the rest of you feel that way, but thank you again, Robert Novak, for your consistent donations to Independent Lithuanian Radio. And we got a very generous donation from Bart Barisa. Bart Barisa lives out in Redondo Beach and has been a loyal listener for years. And he's also been a consistent supporter of Independent Lithuanian Radio. We just haven't heard from him for a while. Thank you, Bart Barisa, for your very generous donation to Independent Lithuanian Radio. We'll be right back.
Ir kai debesys pražysta, mariomis žvaigždžių, kai melsvi žiedeliai vysta, tu nemerk akių. Ak, širdie jauti tu skausmą, sopulį tikiu. Tėviškiai išliejas jausmą, neužmerk akių.
Now, just before that little musical break, I thanked Mr. Barisa and Mr. Novak for their donations to Independent Lithuanian Radio. That doesn't mean we're out of the hole, so I just want to remind you that, again, every penny counts. Take your checkbook out now and write a check out to Independent Lithuanian Radio. You know, hopefully you enjoy the entertainment, the music, whatever we can bring you here on KTYM 1460 AM. And we need you to write us a check. Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90404. That's one more time so you can get a pencil and paper. Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, California, 90404. We got a little bit of news from Lithuania. Basically, the NATO chief has called on Russia to pull back troops from eastern Ukraine. NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg has called on Russia to pull back its troops from eastern Ukraine amid conflict in the east of the country. Moscow has repeatedly denied its troops are stationed in eastern Ukraine, despite accusations from NATO and EU officials who've seen its troops that are embedded there. More than 4,000 people, that's more than 4,000 people have died already amid this conflict in the east part of the country. Quote, "We can see capabilities and what is happening on the ground. That's a strong military buildup, both along the borders, and we see Russian troops inside Ukraine. We see the transfer of more than several hundred of pieces of equipment and air defense system," Stoltenberg told Estonia's news services on Thursday. "There is an undermining in Minsk. This is undermining the Minsk accord and violating the ceasefire as we call on Russia to pull back its troops and respect the Minsk agreements." The comments come amid an official visit by Stoltenberg in the Baltic states on November 20th. Russian President Vladimir Putin's chief spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, told BBC this week that a buildup of NATO forces close to its borders made Russia very nervous and it would protect its own national interests if necessary. However, Stoltenberg has promised stronger NATO presence in the region amid the crisis in the Ukraine. It comes after NATO claims it has intercepted Russian jets more than 100 times over the neutral Baltic Sea. "These Russian flights," he says, this is a quote, "are mostly taking place in international airspace, but conducted in a way that poses a risk to civilian air traffic because they fly without flight plans and without communicating with civil air controls. That's the reason why we're intercepting," continued Stoltenberg, former Norwegian prime minister. "There is five times as much NATO activity in the region than there was a year ago." Here's one of those quick little short ones that I think will never work. This is from Vilnius. Vilnius Mayor Artūro Zuokas, you remember that's the guy who once clamped down on illegal parking in the city's bicycle lanes by having a car run over with a tank. It was sort of a publicity stunt, but got a lot of attention, got pictures all over the world. He has driven forward his city council's approval for a new Vilnius technical park with similar intensity. Speaking at the 2014 Live Mobile Congress this October, Zuokas informed reporters that the idea for the tech park was conceived over a bottle of wine. I have a feeling it was over several bottles of wine because it was in the Republic of Užupis, which is a resolutely bohemian, self-declared independent country adjacent to Vilnius, right across the Vilna River. Well, here's some good news. If you're pro-EU, pro-European Union, says that they will continue to boost Baltic economies through 2020. and this story comes out of Brussels, the EU cohesion policy-related EU structural funds will remain the main investment source in the Baltics from now through 2020. On October 6th through 9th, some 5,500 representatives from Europe's regions and cities, as well as experts, gathered in Brussels for the traditional annual networking forum named Open Days, which this year included over 100 workshops and many other discussion events regarding the new trends of the EU co-sponsored investment policy for the coming several years. This is a quote. "It's like Woodstock, just without drugs," says Wolfgang Petzold, a representative of the Committee of the Regions, or the COR. It is the EU's Assembly of Regional and Local Representatives. That was said about Open Days. He added that neither Merkel or Cameron makes the decision about a bridge or a school. Some two-thirds of public investments are made by local authorities. The EU's cohesion policy aims to help the EU's poorer regions, the quote-unquote new EU member states, and some regions of the old EU member states, like the western part of Wales or the Cornwall Peninsula of England, for example, to catch up with the rest of the EU, and therefore make the EU as a whole more competitive in the global economy. The cohesion policy will make available up to 352 billion, that's with a B, billion euros in 2014 through 2020, a policy that makes up one-third of the total EU budget for that period of time. For now through 2020, Lithuania has been allocated 6.82 billion euros in total, while 4.5 billion euros will be allocated from the EU structural funds for Latvia and about 3.5 billion euros for Estonia. So Lithuania is getting most of it. During the previous EU cohesion policy financial period, from 2007 through 2013, the total allocation from the cohesion policy funding was 6.9 billion euros for Lithuania, about 4.5 for Latvia, and about 3.5 billion euros for Estonia. The allocated sums do not mean that all the money will be used. It depends on the administration skills of each national state or region which take part in implementing the projects getting the EU co-financing. Now there is a transitional period. The money allocated for the period of 2007 to 2013 is still being used. The average absorption rate of the allocated money across the EU is about 75%, said Shrem Wheeler, the spokesman for the EU Regional Policy Commissioner. According to Louis Dijkstra, an employee of the Economic Analysis Union of the Directorate General of the Regional and Urban Policy of the EU Commission, the absorption rate, at least that's what the situation was in October of 2014, was 82% in Lithuania, 81% in Estonia, and 70% in Latvia. It means that the three amigos of the Baltics are great at taking EU money. Lithuania and Estonia are traditionally among the best structural fund users in the entire EU, while Latvia is doing quite well too. It is not below the EU average rate. A part of the cohesion policy's money goes to develop the administrative capacity skills. That is the training of local public authorities. The absorption rate depends on these skills. The main priorities of the EU cohesion policy for the programming period through 2020 are, according to Eurocrats' jargon, quote, the investment in the real economy. Less money for investment in infrastructure projects, but to create jobs. Some regions of the eastern part of the EU, and in Germany also get the EU co-financing due to the EU's cohesion policy, which managed to lower its unemployment rate during the recent economic crisis and fight social exclusion and poverty, supporting small and medium-sized businesses, research and innovation, information and communication technology, and the low carbon economy and energy efficiency. The latter is especially important for the Baltic countries, which are trying to minimize their dependency on gas and oil supplies from Russia. If we are able, this is a quote, to save only 1% of energy, we could shave 2.8% of the gas imports into Europe, reducing our dependency on external energy supplies, according to Johannes Hahn, EU Commissioner for the Regional Policy, which he said during the roundtable discussion with journalists during the open days in Brussels. One of the positive examples of the EU cohesion policy of 2007 through 2013, which were presented by the EU Commission, is the upgrade of the thermal power station in the town of Šiauliai, which is in northern Lithuania. The station's owner, the company Šiaulių Energija, or Šiaulių Energy, has implemented works on a combined cycle thermal power plant, resulting in a decline in fossil fuel consumption of more than 40% by the company due to the biofuel usage, and a 16.5% reduction in customer prices. The total budget for the upgrade was 16 million euros. The cohesion fund contributed about 5.2 million euros of that amount. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, I know this stuff can get kind of boring, but it's important. According to Žygimantas Mauricas, the chief economist of the Lithuanian branch of Nordea Bank, during 2007 through 2013, Lithuania spent a lot of its EU cohesion policy money in the spheres which do not generate high economic growth. For example, environmental issues and real estate construction, and spheres which are already well developed in Lithuania, like Lithuania's transport infrastructure, as well as Lithuania's information and communication technology. If any of you have been to Lithuania lately, you've noticed that the roads are in pretty good shape, and there's a lot of warehousing going on all around the country. He stated that more of the EU money should be spent on scientific research, business startups, and energy efficiency in Lithuania. The new EU cohesion policy priorities are rather beneficial from that point of view. One of the new specifics of the cohesion policy is the following: more EU money will come in the form of loans rather than subsidies. According to Rasa Budbergytė, a Lithuanian auditor working in the Luxembourg-based European Court of Auditors — the court audits the way the EU money is spent, by the way — the shift towards loans will help to avoid taking EU money for business projects in Lithuania, which would be carried out anyway, even regardless of its importance. Hahn promised zero tolerance for any wrongdoing in EU spending. During the open days, Italian journalists, as usual, made noise about EU money going into the pockets of Italian crooks. Hahn said that he has mixed feelings about Italy. Italy, by the way, in total figures, is the second biggest beneficiary after Poland of cohesion policy. Some regions of southern Italy spent EU money correctly, but there are problems in the regions of Calabria and Sicily, according to Budbergytė. Lithuania is an average EU country in terms of EU money-related fraud events. The priorities through 2020, which were announced during those open days of 2014, mean a further shift of the EU cohesion policy from co-financing of infrastructure projects. It means that the European Commission will agree with some EU co-financed road building only in case the road is really adding value to the local business environment, or for brain circulation, as Hahn put it, or in case the road is vital for survival of some remote community. Hahn emphasized that EU cohesion policy is the main source of public investment projects in some EU countries. In 2010 through 2012, cohesion funding was equivalent to 21% of public investment in the EU as a whole, to 50% in the regions which are covered by the EU's cohesion policy, and to over 75% in countries such as Slovakia, Hungary, Bulgaria, and of course, the Baltic states. Without this EU funding, public investment in less developed EU member states would have been almost non-existent, especially during the years of the economic crisis. Finally, it seems, the cohesion policy in the 2007 and 2013 period, you know, between 07 and 13, made a substantial contribution to growth and jobs. It is estimated to have increased GDP by 2.1% a year on average in Latvia, 1.8% a year in Lithuania, and 1.7% in Poland in relation to what it would have been without the investment it has funded. It is also estimated to have increased the level of employment by 1% in Poland, 0.6% in Hungary, and almost 0.5% in Slovakia and Lithuania. The estimates of the longer-term effects are larger because of the impact on the development potential of economies in both Lithuania and in Poland. GDP in 2020 is estimated to be over 4% above what it would be without the investment concern, and in Latvia, probably 5% higher, according to the European Commission issued 6th report on economic, social, and territorial cohesion in July of 2014.
Dar labiau nesinori minutę dar gyventi, atsikvėpoti oru. Prieš mūšį kažkodėl sodresnis spalvos ir žmonės brangesni.
Okay, well, as we come to the final few minutes of our radio show here, Independent Lithuanian Radio, again, I need to remind you to get a pen out, to get your checkbook out, and to help us to stay on the air for another few months, and write that check to Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90404. That's Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90404. You know, and by the way, I thank some of you for sending your generous donations, and I also want to thank you for sending me cards and greetings and concerns about my health from my fall last year and my back injury. You know, it's just been, you know, the little gray cloud over my head, and I do appreciate your concern, and I do notice and I do read them, and you know, it makes me feel good, makes me makes me truly, truly, truly appreciative. But we do need your cash. So a check to 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica 90404 is highly appreciated. Again, that's Independent Lithuanian Radio, 2808 Santa Monica Boulevard, Santa Monica 90404. And a last plug for Euro Deli Mart Lituanica. Euro Deli Mart Lituanica. Once again, just yesterday, we got in a new shipment of raguolis. That's traditional Lithuanian tree cake, raguolis, and chocolates, and all kinds of new fresh stuff in just in time for the holidays. Now, Euro Deli Mart Lituanica is just a little corner convenience store, but about half the store is dedicated to ethnic foods, mostly Lithuanian. There's also some Ukrainian stuff. There's soups. There's some Russian items, Latvian items, and plenty of delicious Lithuanian rye bread made in Lithuania, not here. Made in Lithuania, quick frozen, and brought here to the United States. You'll also find pierogies and things like that that are made locally. You'll find some local meat products and deli products, Lithuanian cheeses, kefiras. You know, I know some of you. I remember my cousin came over here 15 years ago, and he said, "My God, you can't buy any kefiras in this town. What is this?" And now, of course, it's all over the place, and we have it too. So that's Euro Deli Mart Lituanica, and that's at 2838 Santa Monica Boulevard. Now, here's how you find it. We're open 7 days, by the way, except for Sundays. We have shortened hours. Sundays, our hours are only 9 to 5. Otherwise, we're open at 7 a.m. We close at 8 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, we're open till 9 p.m. for your convenience. I suggest you don't come during lunchtime because we have a lot of fast food places in the little mini mall we're in. We're in a little strip mall, and parking's kind of tough, so it's better that you come before noon or after 2 to the corner of Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards. That's Yale and Santa Monica Boulevards in Santa Monica. That's 28 blocks from the beach, exactly 28 blocks from the beach at the corner of Yale and Santa Monica in a little strip mall. You can't miss it. Big sign, Euro Deli Mart Lituanica. Again, just got in a fresh shipment of raguolis, traditional Lithuanian tree cake, and all kinds of other baked goodies and, you know, sort of fun stuff to eat, including traditional soups, and, you know, we even have pasta that's made in Lithuania. So come on in, browse around, buy yourself an ice cream, you know, a good old dadu to remind you of the old country, and enjoy yourself. Browse. You'll love it. Okay? This is Kęstutis Deividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial, and of course at KTYM.com for live streaming audio. Till next week. Bye-bye. Dangus laukia savo sūnus lietaus. Klajūnė rašo laišką ugnies strėlėmis ant širdies nakties. Klajūnė sninga jai ant kasų ir kūno bučiniai debesų.